of calling, I'm still yawning. Get up, wake up, hair and makeup's waiting for you, don't be stalling. This performance is important, I don't think I can put my all in. Hold on, I was drunk last night, now it's still kicking in and I don't feel right. Give my number to a brave who was on my time, now my phone's on silent, I'm being polite. Now private callers get no love from me, just let me be. Oh my gosh, my days are getting longer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. That's what pops into your head
every time.
You start an episode, you go, I can't say that again. Can't if you want.
No.
What do
you mean in
this?
Hello. It's the intro. Hi, everybody. Yeah.
We forgot how to do it, haven't we, Dan? Because we haven't been here. We've missed a week.
We have. Yeah, we missed a week. We didn't miss a week. We did record on normal day and then Hurricane Karen came along and cut somebody.
The name of the hurricane?
No, John, I just made it up. But
Are they always women? Because
no, don't they? Don't they?
Always, I remember.
Yeah, I thought, don't they alternate between men and women and then letters of the alphabet? Isn't that how they name them? Or is it always women? I don't know. It might always be women.
No, I think you might be right with the man and then the woman. So it'd be like Brenda and then it'd be Clive.
Storm in Norman.
Norman, yeah, that's good. Well, there's no wind tonight. Talking of wind, there was some wind in my house earlier. About 2 hours ago, my middle son Wilson, he was trying to fart and he shit himself. He had no trousers on in the living room and he shit himself on the carpet. So, yeah, that's what it's like to be a parent in lockdown.
Is he potty trained?
He's four.
Yeah, just
Wilson, not Rufus. Yeah, he's just showing off. Like, do you know what I mean? It was pretty funny. And then I was like, "You haven't actually got diarrhea. You're right." And he was like, "Yeah, I feel all right. Yeah, I'll have some cow polyp there, some going because he's a little druggy." So I gave him some and sent him off to bed. But shut himself. Well, like, I don't know. I hope he doesn't start doing it all the time now. He's like, "I love a bit of cow polyp right now. I'm fucking going to shit myself." And Dad gives me some.
Oh, don't. Edwin's like that. Edwin had chicken pox. So Edwin's had chicken pox last week. They've gone. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're still scabbed over, but he looked at me today, like, whimsically and went, because he's not two yet, so he's just started to speak. He's like, Daddy, spots, itch, medicine?
Does he want cow poly as well?
No, he doesn't want cow poly. He wants the blooming antihistamine. He wants the good stuff, the antihistamine.
What you take? Was it a rub-on, you mean?
No, take.
Fucking, our kids are little druggies, crackheads. He's come home next week and I'm like, where's the fucking telly? I needed some buttercup, Dad. Where's my bout? It's around my arm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, kids shitting themselves. That's funny.
My kids went out last week, Dan, because of your kids, didn't they? They went out doing that geocaching stuff.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Look at that, we're getting all... We're getting out there. I've been fishing today. It's fucking freezing. Shit.
Catch anything?
No. I lost one pike at the net.
Oh, really? Where were you?
Down the Pleasure Gardens. Very upset. Obviously, only now 13 days, I believe. No, end of the month, isn't it? End of the month. End of May. You've got to stop fishing in rivers, folks. If you do fish, you've got to stop fishing in rivers. You can still fish in lakes and the sea and canals, but you cannot fish in a river. That was a little public service broadcasting by the Wagstaff Fishing Society. You can, but you will get fined. You don't do that, do you?
So you've got a couple of months of fishing then left. That's what you're saying.
I've got this month, end of May, game over. Then I'll just go to the lakes anyway.
We're in March, John.
Oh, yeah. What now?
You said the end of May.
Long, yeah. I'm like a... Thinks you've got 2 months. Dan's thick. Until you had to tell me we've only been in March a day as well, haven't we?
So. Yeah. It's actually my dad's birthday today, I think.
Shall I go and get him?
Yeah, go tell him. Go say happy birthday.
Go get him.
Yeah.
How old is he? How old is he now? 600?
Oh, John, you put me on the spot now.
I'll ask He-Man, innit?
Yeah, how long have you been fighting for?
Okay. How old are you?
Me?
Your birthday soon?
Yeah, my birthday's in like a couple of weeks, yeah, 3 weeks.
21st?
It is, yeah.
It's literally 21 days, 20.
Yeah, 20 days, yeah, yeah. Well done, John. You get really good at this. You've been practicing. Sunday.
I could come and see you.
It is a Sunday.
Can I come and see you on your birthday now? Is that illegal?
I think it's still illegal, isn't it, then? I'm not sure. I'm, to be honest, these rules, I just wait until see what goes on. It's too much to worry about, isn't it? too much to stress about. But go on, you went geocaching.
They said it was really good. They found some stuff. They said it was right. I've just downloaded the app. I'm ready to go. Well, I can't fish. I'm going to go and look for shit in Tupperware around the countryside and not get shot. My kids didn't get shot at then, like yours, because we're from Tewkesbury.
Yeah, nobody can afford a gun in Tewkesbury.
No one can afford a gun in Tewkesbury. They just shout bang.
Did they find any heroin needles, though?
Yeah. Like, that was just a bonus. That was like a side mission, like a Grand Theft Auto. Did you hear this week? Have you heard the fucking bad news?
Ooh, no, I haven't. Well, maybe I have, and it's not that bad. I don't know. Go on.
Fucking is bad. Mm-hmm. Fraser's coming back.
Fraser. Oh my God, John's least favourite. So another opportunity for people to tell John that you're just not that intelligent.
I'll tell you something else that happened to me this week. I was mowing the front garden and my oldest son got dropped off by my ex-wife, and she said to me, oh, I've been meaning to listen to your podcast. And I'm thinking, don't. Because it is largely about you. Being a dick.
Oh dear. So what did you say?
I went, oh, right. Good.
We might have to start rolling it back here. We might need to start thinking about these people we actually name drop as opposed to the ones we keep anonymous.
Well, maybe some people need a wake up call. So, welcome to the reality.
It's when Bruce gets you the Fraser box set for Christmas. You know she's been listening. There you go, Dad.
That's that. Someone died this week as well. Johnny Briggs. He played Mike Baldwin at Coronation Street.
Oh, I did see that. Is this another thing on our intros now? We're not only...
We always talk about people who are dead.
People are dead. Like... Food.
Come on, let's finish it off then. What do you have for tea?
What's I for tea? Chicken chow mein today.
Chicken chow mein. Homemade?
Yep.
Did you? What? Nice. It's clever, isn't it, that?
What? Chicken chow mein?
I love saying chicken chow mein. Chicken chow mein, chicken chow mein. If you change your mind...
Oh dear.
I have pizza and chips. Didn't even have any veg. Couldn't give a fuck. It's Monday. Whatever.
No veg, you rebel. No veg. You Mad rebel.
Stone base.
To be fair, you probably don't need to be giving your kids veg if they're shitting on the floor. They've probably got enough veg in them.
They're blatantly cattle. What's this episode about, Dan? We've just done 6 minutes of shit.
So this is the episode that never was last week. So apologies for those that were desperately waiting 7 a.m. on a Sunday because that's the time that it goes out.
We phoned in sick.
Yeah, we literally had a sick day. We got about halfway through the episode, three quarters of the way through the episode, and the wind knocked it out. And I went back to see if I could salvage any of the recording, and I couldn't.
It was a really good bit as well. I don't want to spoil it for you, but we were recording a bit, and Dan was talking about people he fucked at work, right? And I was getting well into it, Mrs. Marple, and then the wind. Got sabotage.
Yeah,
we might find out today.
Yeah, maybe. But this is the episode on jobs that we've done, jobs that we haven't done. Maybe
we wish we'd done.
Yeah, jobs that we did that we forgot that we had.
Yeah, there is a point, isn't there, Dan? We did mention last week that you had a job that you forgot you had.
Yes,
you can't. You remember having, but you can't remember losing.
I remember being there. I don't really remember what I was supposed to be doing there. I don't remember interviewing. I don't remember resigning.
Did you go and check that old bank account in the end, and just to make sure they haven't fired you and they've not just secretly paying you for the last 14 years and now you don't have to work for a few years?
No,
that'd be the best thing to discover during lockdown when no one's had any money. Dan's like, I've got fucking 12 years' wages.
Sadly not. That would be the dream, right? But no, they have. I've not been paid a sausage from them, so I am technically not employed by them. So,
what were they called again? Remember?
They were called PSU Technologies in Cheltenham.
Are they still there? Have you looked at that?
Yeah, they're still there. I do remember once having a fag, like when I smoked back in the day at work and my lunch break, and I had to run to my car because they were building a car garage behind us and they disturbed a seagull's nest or like a, yeah, I think it was a seagull's nest. And these seagulls dove at you as soon as you came out of the building.
Why they attach her?
Yeah, you had to run to your car. So your car was maybe only 10, 15 meters away from that front door, but, and there was a little roof. So you'd literally go out, shut the door behind you, and you'd fucking have to boop, boop. And back in the day, obviously, I didn't have a car that did boop, boop. I had a car that had to get your fucking
made the noise himself just so the seagulls would think it was locked. No, that's all, he's got an alarm.
And you literally, I punched one once, like, it came, I was like,
2 weeks ago, you told me you knocked out an owl, who just like some ornithology assassin.
I'm just,
let's go jobs, right? That's a job you had, you can't remember right now. First job, we didn't talk about it when we did it last week. First job, what do you remember your first job?
So my first job was working, that I remember, was working at a nursery, a plant nursery, not children's nursery.
Eric got you the job, didn't he?
Yeah. Near my mum and stepdad's house, just up the road in Quedgeley. And I think I must have been about 12 or 13. And I used to go really early in the morning, walk down the lane, about 15-minute walk to this nursery. And I'd basically just pop plants all day.
And water stuff and that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wicked job.
But do you know what? Like, I have very, very vague memories of it, but they are all positive. And I think, yeah, what a cool job. And I probably got paid like a fiver a day or something. Ridiculous.
Did you ever have a paper round?
Yeah, I did. I had a paper round around where I live now.
Around. I had to go around twice because I didn't know where anyone lived.
Oh, I remember it because I had the caravan park in Tuffley. So, again, this is only relevant to people that are local to the area, but everybody's got these. So there was a like mobile home caravan park that was on a hill and I had to ride my push bike up there, and it was always at the beginning of the route. The bag. Yeah, ride my, well, yeah. And it was full and it was the beginning of the route and it would just be uphill. And I remember like around Christmas, because obviously most of the people that live in that sort of accommodation where we are not the most well off, shall we say. So they never tip you. And when you're 15, all you want is a tip, right?
Yeah, get the money.
I didn't get any tips at all from there, which was fucking annoying, riding around in the snow. But you see, you know, like 5 days a week, 6 days a week. I remember taking my friend with me once, whose family were quite well off, and he never had a job at that age. And I remember, oh, come with me, mate. It's all right, on our bikes. After about half an hour, he's like, I'm going home. This is fucking hard work. Yeah. I was like, you haven't done anything.
It's like, not for me either. It wasn't for me either. I mean, I did it like three times, three separate occasions. Once when I like delivered the papers for like the little post office opposite the police station. Remember that little one there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good for him. Pervy Pete, the paper man. I called him. I don't think that's his full name. Right. So I did it for him. And
sorry. You don't think it was his full name, but it was like,
it was actually Mr. Pervy Pete, the paper man. Anyway, I did that. And like, I think I paid like £4 an hour or so, fucking an hour. No, I'm gonna be mint. £4 like a week or something. And I was like, I fucking lasted like half a week and I didn't even get paid. I think I just like said, I'm not coming tomorrow. I don't really like it. Can I have a Snickers? And that was that. But then I remember like delivering the Chooksbury the Ad Mag.
Oh, yeah.
But fucking, you had to deliver to the whole of Friars Park. So I fucking just got them papers and I put them in the fucking river. Under the bridge by Link Road, I just like, fuck it, I dump them in there. And do you know what I mean? And I didn't even put them under the bridge. So like anyone who walked past...
Get an ad mag.
Get an ad mag. And the worst thing is, I didn't realise. I was like, oh, hang on. I suppose if I'd dumped them under the bridge, it wouldn't have made a blind bit of difference because they'd all just wash away because that's how water works. But yeah. Didn't get paid for that either.
No, you're not doing very well on this paper. Oh, really?
Baby, so, do you ever babysit?
Occasionally, when I was young.
I feel like we used to babysit with Kurt.
Where?
by fucking all of his like mum's mates and stuff. We'd end up going babysitting for their kids. Some of them I play football with now, which is weird. Like I remember like around Queen's Road, it was a couple we used to like kids we used to babysit for. And Kurt would do it, obviously, and he'd be like, can I bring my mates around? And we all just like turn up at the house. But we were like 15-year-olds looking after like 6-year-olds. And I'm thinking, why the fuck would you let us look after? I shouldn't look after my own kids sometimes. I feel like I'm an imposter. I'm like, I'm not doing this right. I'm doing this wrong. Fuck it, I want to go down the Brit. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Talent. It is crazy, though, isn't it, when you think, like, you're right, back in the day, that was fine.
Yeah.
And people would just be trying to find ways to get down the pub, whereas now
I remember my mum once got me a babysitter. My mum didn't got a lot, but my mum got me a babysitter once, who previously, 2 years before, punched me in the face on the way to primary school and knocked my tooth out. And then one day she goes, so-and-so's babysitting for you tonight. And I'm like, are you fucking mad?
That is crazy. Yeah, I definitely did, but like again, it's one of the I just think my memory is
what was girly good. Job, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? If you had a choice now to leave your kids with a 15-year-old girl or a 15-year-old boy, you're picking the girl. What?
Well, we used to get once we've had our next door neighbours, they've moved now, but our next door neighbour, their lad was 15, and Hannah and I had to...
Sorry, Dan, I forgot you don't live in Prize Park. This is a fucking different little thing we're going through here, me and you.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm letting no fucking boy from Prize Park look after my kids.
No, we did look... No, he did look
What after was the name it. Of your kid next door? Are you allowed to tell me that, or is that against some fucking protocol? Is it a posh name? Is his name Rupert or something?
No. They're not particularly posh family, the salt of the earth, like the rest of us. All right. Okay. But he's all right. Nice lad. Looked after her for a couple of hours, watched a bit of telly. That was the thing, though. I think all he did was like Snapchat his mates and watch. What did he watch on Netflix? I was like, what the fuck is this? Some sort of adult y cartoon thing, but not something I've ever watched. So it might be.
Oh, was it Big Mouth?
What's that?
Big Mouth. It's a cartoon on Netflix. It's really good.
No, it wasn't that. But it might have been like Rick and Morty or something like that.
Oh, yeah, one of them. Yeah, no,
one of those things. So what was your actual first job?
I don't know. I worked at like the market for a little bit, but that wasn't very... I thought my first job, I don't know, it must have been a waiter or so. I think it might have been the Gupsil.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
Because we worked at the Gupsil.
Oh, my God.
Burger Star.
Sorry, John.
Six, isn't it? You're going to tell me you've had sex with six people at six different workplaces. Dan off air, message me.
That's seven.
Seven? I've only slept with 10 people ever, and you've slept with seven at work. Shit. Yeah. I think you've mentioned the one at the Gupsil before as well.
Yeah, that was a good one, that one.
Top seven, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely the top. Do you remember when we both worked at the golf club? What was it called?
Your pucker up.
Yeah, that was one of my first jobs as well. Yeah. In those horrible yellow shirts and blue pinnies.
Oh God, you get to wear little aprons.
And didn't somebody have a photo of all of us there? I can't remember who worked there now, but like Rick all Notley of our.
Worked there for a bit.
Yeah, Notley was there. Who I have to say, have you seen him recently?
That.
I'm bold.
Mate, I love it when the people who used to be fit in our year at school get ugly, man. It's my favourite thing. Because I'm like, oh, I used to just be the funny one. And now I'm better looking and funny than you. Fuck you.
Yeah, he's up in Norwich now, I think.
Yeah, nice guy, but...
You know.
Not as fit as me and you.
Who else worked there? Yeah, Clarky worked there. I feel like some of the girls in our year worked there as well. Gemma work there? Was it a Gemma? Gemma?
I don't know. I can't remember. I was just an idiot then.
Again, do you remember that? Like, I remember doing that job. I couldn't tell you how long I had it for.
No. I remember always phoning in sick.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You phone in sick a lot for work now?
No, I think I've had...
I'm shit at it. I am so bad. Like, I'm in a job at the moment where I can just text my boss if I'm ill and just be like, I'm not coming in today. I don't feel very well. See you tomorrow. And he'd be like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. But I was shit at, like, ringing up. Could you do the voice, didn't you? Oh, I don't think I'm going to be in today. No one talks like that when they're ill. No one talks like that. Oh, just really tired.
But it's that thing, isn't it?
Right, as soon as you hang up that phone, right, and everyone's left the house, you're like, I'm going to be wanking all day.
But the thing is, like, when you, like, when you're listening to someone ringing in sick, like I do it as a boss, I'm like, they don't sound sick. But what does a sick? No. But then you're right, because when I'm sick,
don't sound sick. We don't ham it up to you. Go, oh my god, he's got cholera.
Yeah, but when I'm sick, I'm not going, oh god, I just sick.
What's your go-to sick? What's your go-to? Do you just go, oh, I've got the shits?
I'll be honest, mate. I've probably had one, maybe 2 days off sick in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I haven't had many. Obviously, when I fell down the stairs.
Yeah, I don't.
That was me fucked.
No, I don't think I've had any. So, and I never, I don't think I've used to ring in sick.
Yeah. So, your waiters was my first job, and I was banging a lot doing that. It was a lot of sick days for that. So, I just didn't like it. Split shifts and stuff as well. Fucking hell.
Do you remember that?
Then doing night shifts. What the fuck?
But it would disorient. How these people do it now as adults, I don't know. Yeah. Disorientate you, because we get up in the morning, there'd be a bus waiting for us. If we didn't get, because we're all 15 or 16, none of us drove, and it was about 6 miles away.
Yeah.
And there's a little driver, can't remember his name, Leonard or something stupid.
Yeah.
He'd come and
pick you up.
Might have been.
Yeah.
And he'd pick you up, and if you weren't there, you were screwed. And then you get there, and you do breakfast. And then you clean down breakfast, and then they drive you home.
Breakfast, though, didn't you?
Yeah, but then you drive you back.
Yeah.
And then you go back.
You couldn't do anything in that time.
No, and then it'd be the night shift. And at the night shift, like, you're like, hang on a minute, I was just serving breakfast in here.
And then you're like, basically, I've been here all day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I'm 11.
Yeah.
He's getting bummed in the thing. That's the way.
Did you, do you remember the French chef in there who was an absolute arsehole?
Glasses.
Yeah.
Ricardo, it's just come to me.
Ricardo, is that his name? He was an absolute... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. He smoked, didn't he?
Yeah, back in the day. I remember that one. So, yeah, that was our first job.
We've worked three places together then, have we?
The Guppy.
Burger Star.
Yeah.
And Pucker Up.
To be fair, in Tewkesbury, I don't think there was that many places to work as a kid. No, not at all. What's your most favourite job that you've had?
Greenkeeper.
Oh, yeah, you were doing that.
Yeah, when the floods were on. Did about 3 years, did from like 2004 to 2007. Let's look at my CV when I did it for 8. Because I'm lying.
What were you doing?
CV? I mean, I've never applied for jobs, but I just make stuff up now. Didn't do any GCSEs. I fucking did on there. No one's going to check.
Well,
great results.
Depends where you apply, I suppose. Some people still check for them.
The jobs I apply for, they don't care. Do you know what I mean? The jobs I apply for, you don't need a CV.
So what were you doing in the 4 years you pretend on your CV you were a greenkeeper?
Drugs, mainly, probably. Drinking, messing about. I don't know, bar work, probably. It's probably just bar work. I worked at a lot of bars. It was easy.
There are a lot in Tewkesbury, to be fair.
Yeah, just boring work, but I was a labourer for a bit as well. That was quite a good job. I know I did that before, actually. I worked in factories, because obviously there's a lot of factories in Tewkesbury, but Wincanton, did you ever work there?
No, I didn't work at Wincanton. I did work at, what's the packaging one that makes all the boxes? Do they make the boxes or something? Is there a paper?
Yellaroo, that one?
I don't know. There's one that makes paper. I went there as a temp for one day, and I literally...
Evesham Binders?
Might have been Evesham Binders, for like a day. And I was like, screw this.
Fucking everyone works there, don't they? Everyone worked there. There was, temps. Working at Wincanton. But as you know, Wincanton, it's a picking job, which basically means a lorry comes in with loads of food. You take the food and you put it into a different little, big trolley. And then that trolley goes to each supermarket. And you just walk around in circles all day in a massive fridge, doing stuff, shouting at people, being idiots. he was all right and go for a shit. I think I went there once with Marcus Hewitt and he went for like 9 poos once in one day. You could smoke then indoors, so we all know what he was doing. Wanking. But yeah, that's what you could do back in the day.
I remember like random jobs in Cheeks. I had a couple where like I was temping and I just got let. I remember one where I got let go. I was a data inputter. So, you know, literally they'd give you just wads and wads of paperwork and you just sit on Excel and just type it in, you know. And I was actually pretty good on Excel, you know. I'm relatively competent. So I was I made cool little graphs and did all this stuff that I didn't necessarily need to do. And back in the day, obviously, we smoked then. And I said to the girl that was watching me, because she smoked. So every time she went out for a fag, I went out for a fag with her. Yeah. And I got called in on the first day. I went, you had too many cigarette breaks, so we're not going to carry others on. And I was like, I just went with cigarettes.
Just when she went out, there was a girl I worked with at the Canterbury when you could smoke. No, you couldn't smoke indoors then, but you could, like, you were allowed to go for a fag break. And if you were behind the bar and you smoked, you go out for a fag break. And this one girl took umbrage to it and thought it was unfair. So every time you went out for a fag break, you'd come back, she'd sit and eat a pack of crisps.
I did.
Crisp break. And I was like, fair enough. I can't argue with that.
I did work somewhere that they were so regimented that the fag breaks were literally on a rota when you could go, because it was like there was telephone lines to pick up. And the non-smokers would get so annoyed that they basically demanded to the team manager, who was wet as a flannel, that they were included on it. And I'm not saying they don't deserve breaks, because if we're having them and we're getting paid or whatever. But I think at the time we weren't getting paid for those breaks.
Yeah.
And they were 5 minutes. So it was like, so just out of protest, you're going to not get paid.
Yeah.
And sit in the same chair that you were just sat in, probably not answering the phone like you were anyway.
I love a fag break at work.
Yeah.
Do you still What's your best you? Job done? What's your best job? What's your best job you've done?
Best job I've done?
Probably can't remember it.
No, I'm... The job
Have
I
you remember... found it yet?
Well, probably not. The job I remember having the most fun at was when I temped in Tewkesbury one summer at... what's the security place called?
G4?
Yeah, G4S. And this must have been the summer of, I was still at university. Next dinner. So it was when I was at uni. So, you know, I was only like 19, 20, around that time.
Yeah.
And
I thought you said it was in 1920. I was like, fucking old are you?
Yeah, I am old. Look at these wrinkles.
I was 101.
And we were doing all the intakes for security licenses, you know, it's people that wanted to be like security guards and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was just a real cool team. I remember the Ashes were on and England won the Ashes. We were watching that. Yeah. We had like a real young boss who was organising it all. She was only in like her early 30s, who was super laid back. And we just had a whole summer of like fun. No, I didn't at that job. But yeah, that was that. And one of the guys came back from Japan with cigarettes. And oh my God, have you ever tried Japanese cigarettes, John?
The little tiny thin ones? French
ones? No, Japanese ones, not French. Different continent.
Oh, it's foreign.
Oh mate, they're so strong. I literally
are they?
Yeah, I could smoke about 2 or 3 puffs on it, and I had to like, and you know, for a man that back in the day, I smoked Marlboro Red, so you know, I was pretty used to having.
Yeah, I think you moved on to the gold. You smoked Camel for a bit as well.
Yeah, never smoked gold. Never smoked Marlboro Gold. No.
Marlboro Lights now. No, they're Marlboro Gold now. I can't remember what they're called. No. Could you imagine? You can't buy a pack of 10 anymore.
Yeah, but you can't buy 20 either, aren't they? Like 18 or 19, I saw.
No, you still buy 20s.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Expert you are.
But anyway, that's a good job. Dan, what job would you like to do if you could... what did you want to do when you were little?
What did I want to do when I was little?
Dream job when you were little. You were like, oh, I want to do that when I'm older, when I'm a grown-up. When I'm a grown-up, I want to be a...
I think I wanted to be in a rock band, John, I think. Which, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know, we had many failed attempts.
Still alive. Still got to follow that dream, Dan. Got to follow that dream to death's door.
Yeah. But, I think that maybe. Or I think when I was really young, I wanted to be a paleontologist. So I was obsessed with dinosaurs, which I know we've already talked about. You
dinosaurs. You God's
don't,
sake.
You don't get it at all. I never wanted to be like a footballer or anything like that. That didn't interest me.
No, I don't want to be a footballer.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think I wanted to be. I think like, the real thing I wanted to be was an accountant. Which is really weird.
What?
I know.
Be an accountant. Jesus Christ. Obviously, I wouldn't mind being one now because they're minted, but.
Well, I wouldn't mind being one now. Aren't they just like, isn't that what you say if you've got like a porn channel or something? Oh, I've got an OnlyFans.
Yeah, my OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, I was forward thinking, progressive. But yeah, probably something like that. I don't really know. What about you? What did you want to be?
Army man.
John, you're the least likely person I know to be. Your kids are more likely to be army men than you.
Yeah, but isn't it good that you call it an army man? Do you know what I mean, man? Do you want to be an army man? Do you mean a soldier? Nah, mate. I want to be in the army. I'm going to be an army man. There's a picture at my mum's house when I was little of like me, not merely me, I've drawn it myself. And I'm like, I'm an army man. Just drawn like in camouflage with like two guns in my hand, the bullets like bending over each other. I'm really good at shooting a gun. It turns out I'm like bending, like, army man. Do you remember when I was going to go in the Navy?
I do remember. I was just going to say that. Yeah, what happened to that, John?
I do not know. You know?
No, I don't know this.
I was gonna go, right? My dad wanted, he's the only thing my dad wanted me to go, because my dad was in the Navy, and he was like, you've got to get in the Navy, you've got to sail the world, you've got to see the world, be the best. That's the army, I think, from wherever, right? Be the second best, whatever it is. My dad was banging on about travel, right? But then when he left the Navy, he fucking never went anywhere for 40 years. He went to church down, and that's it. Never went abroad. And I was like, I did the mental test for the army, Navy, passed that, did the physical test, passed that. And it was like a week before I was supposed to go to like HMS Rally down in Portsmouth. And I didn't want to fucking go. And I'm thinking, I fucking don't want to go. I got a girlfriend. I was like, I got mates. And I was like, I didn't want to leave my mum either, right? I was a bit of a mummy's boy. And... Do you know the phone box opposite Kurt's house?
Yeah.
Went in there, put on a voice and pretended to be someone else, telling them I didn't want to go. I was like, hello, this is Jonathan's uncle Clive. I'm afraid he won't be able to come to the Navy because something's happened. And they were like, who's this? And I was like, Clive. And then I got a letter from them. And they were like, sorry, you don't want to join us anymore. If you want to reconsider in the future, please let us know. But the thing is, I did want to reconsider in the future, but I couldn't fucking turn up to an interview again and go, no, that was me. I haven't got an Uncle Clive. You didn't know that story, did you? You didn't know that story because no one knows that story. You're the first to know that story too.
And all of our listeners now know. How old are you when this happened? Oh, my God.
17? Yeah. That could have been me. So you can do a fake phone call. So you can be a spy. That could have been me. You can be in the RAF, whatever it is. Fucking mad. But yeah, here I am now. Imagine like...
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I know.
That is so funny.
You know what I mean? Like, why did I just ring up and go, I've had second thoughts, it's not for me. I just rang up and pretended to be someone else. And you know at 17, Dan... My ball still hadn't fully dropped. Someone was just going, hello, it's me, Clive, from fucking wherever accent I'm doing.
Oh.
John's got a Geordie uncle called Clive.
Oh.
Bollocks, I haven't fully dropped.
There's something wrong with him. That's hilarious.
Have you ever been fired?
Kind of. I obviously those temping jobs I talked about, but
yeah, let go. That's temping, and I'll let you off on that.
I've been politely asked to hand in my resignation once.
Why?
I worked for a company who were regulated, and you know me, I just like to chat. So I was on the phone to a customer, and they could not understand what they were. Try to word this politically correct because it's probably the right thing to do, but their English wasn't their first language, and they were struggling to understand what I was saying, and I had to explain something, and I needed them to acknowledge they knew what they were taking.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I kind of did the script, as you do every time, and then they weren't understanding, so I did the script and then kind of added a bit of substance to the sentences, I guess.
Yeah.
And randomly, that was the one call out of all of my calls that month that got monitored, and it broke all their guidelines. And I was just trying to do a good thing to help this customer that obviously didn't understand what was going on. And yeah, it did not go very well for me. And probably didn't help that me being me, I'm not a company person. I'm not a corporate person. I cannot stand that bourgeois bollock. Yeah. So I fought it quite hard in this room. Instead of probably just, I think if I'd have just gone with it and gone, yeah, okay, sorry, no, sir, yes, sir, three bags full, sir, I'd have probably been all right, you know, letter in the file, carried on. Renegade Dan over here did not have that attitude on him that day. I stood up and I banged that table and I shouted from the rooftops and told them to sort their shit out, to which that's when they kind of said, maybe you should do that. I was like, okay, yeah, all right, maybe that's a good idea. So yeah, what about you?
One.
Where was that?
From the tavern.
From the tavern?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I got accused of stealing.
Did you steal?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
What did you
the
steal?
The thing is, right, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go again. Right. There. Oh, right, I worked there.
Who was the manager at the time when you worked there?
Ian Cooper and his mum and dad.
I know Coops, yeah.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Well, he came up to me one morning after I worked the night before and he said, John, there's £2 missing. £2 missing.
Mm.
How'd you tell? I said, yeah, it's £2. Sorry about that. Must have been a mistake. He said, no, I counted that till. My dad counted that till. We left you with the till. £2 was gone out of the till. We counted it this morning. You took £2 out of that till. I said, no, I didn't. I was going to put it back in, but what he doesn't know, took £2 out of the till, won 40 quid on the gambler. Right. So he had to fire me. He had to fire me. It's fair enough. That's the way it goes. What he didn't also know was the week before he had a relief manager in, you know, Ed.
I know Ed, yeah.
He was a relief manager.
His best mate.
His best mate. Me and Smart used to work there at the time. Ed went up to his room. We took 3 bottles of vodka to my house. Fucking don't care. Do you know what I mean? Keep the job, whatever. I got 40 quid and 3 bottles of vodka. So don't steal. It's very, very bad. But if you're going to do it properly because you might get caught. So there you go.
It's funny because you said, have you ever been fired? And we talked about the things. I was just you talked about being fired from a pub. What alcoholic establishment that I was a licensee of did I get fired from, do we think? My dad's snooker club.
Yeah, for your own dad. What did you do, man? Just be his son.
Yeah, well, I think, I don't know. Supposedly, I stole some money, which unlike you, John, I definitely didn't.
I did it.
No, John did it.
And loads of vodka.
Who knows? Who knows those days? Oh, God. But yeah, how did I even forget that one? Yeah. But yeah. So what was your... what's been like your least favourite job that you've done?
I've done a job for a day. One day as an adult. I did that. I was a dental technician.
Right, okay.
In Norton on the way to Gloucester along the A38 from Tewkesbury. An ex-girlfriend's parents got it for me there. This dentist, man, he's quite a to-do job. He's got a nice big house. He's got a laboratory at the back. And they bought me a bus pass because I couldn't drive for like 70 quid for the month. And they were like, see how you get on, blah, blah, blah. I went for one day, come home, and I was like, I'm not doing that again. It's the shittiest, most boring job in the world. All I did was like file down false teeth molds for 8 hours. And I had no interest. And it turns out the dental technician's jobs are really good. And I should have probably sticked at it, but I had a job for a day. And it was rubbish. Big shout out to all the dental technicians out there who might still be coining it in and loving life, but weren't for me.
Yeah, I could have done with you to fix this tooth, mate.
No.
Yeah, it would have sorted me right. What's
your shittest job? I don't think that was the shittest. That was just one day job. That's embarrassing, isn't it? That didn't make on the CV. This is why I've got to make up the 4 years in greenkeeping for little bits like this. I've had loads of jobs. Not as many as you. You've had hundreds, it turns out, but...
Who, me? I've not had hundreds of jobs, I don't think.
You mentioned 7 you've had sexual intercourse at. That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, but when you're younger, you know, when you're younger, it's one of those things. And obviously, I went to university, so I did a lot of, like, bit jobs. So at university, I worked the student bar. I also worked in the student union. I also did door-to-door charity, like selling. Yeah, I did.
How did that work? Let's just say that again.
What? How does door-to-door charity sales work?
No, how would you end up having sex with someone doing that?
Well,
there was don't go, oh, think of the starving zebras. I got my willy.
What? Do you know what? That job was crazy. So it was a friend of mine.
What charity was it?
ActionAid.
What's that for?
Water for Africa.
Oh, cool.
Clean running water.
Water for Africa got Dan laid. Fucking morals.
Well, I work just for this company.
Got people wet. Brilliant. Mint.
So I basically worked for this company. They did loads of charities. So some of them we do cancer research, and so some of them do this, but mainly it was ActionAid. But
want to get laid for ActionAid. You don't want to get laid for cancer.
No,
if you want to pick a side, go with the war. Because you have a unit mental. Go on.
But yeah, so it was really odd. Like one hippie guy that was like the team leader.
But what, you had sex with him?
No.
All right.
Would shove us all in his car, and we were in Bristol at the time. Then you just drive to like a suburb and just do it at night around these streets. So I remember once in Swindon, I knocked on a woman's door who invited me in, who I declined because I had about 10 minutes left and I needed my lift home. I do also remember once knocking on a doctor's door who was actually researching cures for cancer, who invited me in. All of my mates are out in the rain. All of my other colleagues are out in the rain, knocking door after door after door, being told to piss off. I'm in this guy's house having a curry with him. It was great. But no, so it was actually one of the people that I worked with there. So
So it wasn't a customer?
No, it wasn't a customer.
Oh, that would be well cool. Like a film.
Yeah,
like a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, how did you meet? Well, he knocked on the door and I just zipped his willy out. you worked at DFS as well, didn't you, Dan?
I did, yeah. I had a summer job at DFS. Somebody that was
sex moving there?
Yeah, did.
What's DFS stand for, Dan?
Dodgy furniture shop. I don't know.
A furniture store. You told me that when we were 15, so I'll stay with my mind. Fell out of you. Anyway.
Yeah, so we got a job. I got a job writing up. So basically what happened is people would come into DFS. They'd be met by the absolute cheesy salespeople who would sell them the sofa, which, let's be honest, it's not hard to sell a sofa. You got a price. It is what it is. Yeah, like, it's not that. Yeah, you either buy it, you either get the finance and buy it, or you don't. And my job would be to write the finance up. So obviously, because it was super busy over Christmas and they wanted to get loads of sales in, we were the dumbasses that would literally walk around in our, shirts too big and stuff. We were like 17 or whatever. Just write all the paperwork out. And there was another girl. There was a girl doing it who was sort of similar age from Cheltenham. Don't ask her name. I can't remember it. Once she started, me and her just started bunking off a bit, really. Not really doing that much work, hiding.
Yeah, is that the naughtiest things you've done at work? Shagging? Have you ever done anything really bad? Well, did you ever like spit in anyone's burger at Burger Star?
No, that doesn't interest me, that stuff. Like, I'm not that much of a rebel. Unless I'm getting
pubes in it once. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah. Didn't he do it on a pizza as well?
I can't remember if he did it on a pizza as well. I got my boss stoned once at the Canterbury.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went out into the kitchen. Me and Smart used to work there as well. And we didn't rob this one. We just got him stoned. We rolled him when he would smoke in pubs. We rolled him a roll up and he sat there. And we give it. He's like, that tastes funny. And we were like, no. And he sat there just fucking monged off his tits. And we just walked in and out of the kitchen, helping ourselves to food and alcoholic beverages. So that was fun.
Nice.
Good working places with Smarty. We once, when we worked at the Canterbury, what we'd like to do is wind customers up. So, like, someone had ordered a chocolate fudge cake, and you'd walk out with a chocolate fudge cake in your hands with a bite out of it and chocolate all over your face. And you go, chocolate fudge cake. And they just put it on the table and walk out. And mate, it was so good. One time we gave someone he ordered a full English breakfast.
Right.
So we gave a tin of beans, an uncracked egg, two raw pieces of bacon, and like two frozen sausages and uncooked tomato, and just took it out. Just did stuff like that all the time. Things can also go bad, because at the Canterbury once, like really hot sauce you could buy, you still can, like not the nice stuff you can buy, but like this fucking like turbo pants stuff. Well, we once for a joke got some of it and put it in a sauce bowl and I gave it to our mate to have his chips, and it worked, and he blew his head off, and you know, he had to have 100 million glasses of milk or whatever. But then we fucking accidentally put it back in the normal sauce holder.
No.
And a fucking little kid got hold of it. And this dad's come up, man, and his dad is a big guy. Like, me and Smarty behind the fucking bar. And he's like, look at my daughter. And this girl is like red. This girl's about six, right? And she is crying. And I think her hair's going to fall out or something. And I'm just like, ah. He's like, what's happened? What's in here? And I was like, fuck you, I don't. I was like, it's really our sauce. We thought it'd be a joke. Not on her, obviously. But he was quite good about it. He just said, right, you have to give me more meals for free. Which is fine, because at that point in the Canterbury, everything was under £2.
What?
Everything was under, you could buy everything for under £2.
No.
The most expensive thing in that pub was a Guinness for £1.99. Bloody you could buy a full English breakfast for £1.95. Madness. That's where the markup is. Food. That's where people are taking your money.
That's crazy.
I know. Good story though, isn't it? It's nice.
That is a good story. I mean,
one time we locked Smart in a chest freezer. When we lock him in, we put him in the chest freezer, right? You know, a let down freezer.
Yeah.
Put loads of bags of chips all over the top of him. So he was like that, like asleep, like he's in a coffin. And then we had this girl who worked in there. It was really jumpy. So I'm working in the kitchen. So I walked into the kitchen. She followed me. I kicked the freezer. And he just fucking pops out of the freezer. She loves the plates up in the air, screaming her head off. It's brilliant. Didn't get fired from there. Had way better time in the tavern.
Yeah, well, over the £2 and the bottles of vodka.
Yeah, I mean, £2, to be fair, I could have nicked that £2 from the Gupsil and then went to the Canterbury and bought anything I liked.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was thinking about Tewkesbury. Like, there wasn't really that many places to work as a kid, though, was there? Like, I worked at that really
waiter somewhere.
Yeah, like we did at the Guppy.
Yeah, Guppy Market, Spud Boy, Paper Round, Babysitter. That's it.
Cereal Shagger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your kids know what they want to be when they're older?
Imogen had a show and tell this week actually. And she wanted to be a paleontologist, and she got really upset that
you making her live your dream.
No, not my. I didn't choose it.
Dinosaurs, don't you? So fuck off, Dad. I like Peppa Pig. You're doing my head in.
No, but to be honest, it's not her that loves them. Edwin's the one that loves them. He's obsessed. So
he. Oh yeah, we've heard about this before. Yeah. Turned my nose up at your son. Oh, here he goes.
Here he goes again. But yeah. He can say dinosaur names before he could say mine.
And now he's got it bang on.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I don't know. What about yours? Your kids know what they want to be?
Yes. Wilson wants to be a scientist in the daytime and a wrestler.
Nice.
And Bruce wants to be a rock star and a wrestler.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, Wilson, if you're clever enough, you can definitely work to be a scientist if you really follow your dreams. But the other things on the list, lads, you ain't gonna be wrestlers. It's not happening. Because I'm fed up, like, follow your dreams, you can be anything you want. You cannot be anything you want to be, kids.
No,
we're never gonna fucking work for NASA.
Bruce would get snapped in two. He's the slightest,
he's very small thing. He's a wisp of a boy. Do you know what I mean? He's like, Dad, I've got a six pack. You haven't got a six pack, you're thin.
Yeah, you're not eating. Eat more.
Yeah, you're going to look like that forever. That's the way we are. But it's lovely, isn't it? Like the naivety of kids. I don't want to sound cliche or anything, but I genuinely hope they do jobs that they love, because it's hard to find a job you like. I'm a comedian, Dan, and that's hard now as well. Well, it's really hard now because you can't do it, even though it's coming back. But it's not as good as you think it's going to be. It was my dream job for my whole life, and then it just turns into another job you do.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Like, a lot of people say, you know, find a job that you love and you never work another day in your life. And I just call bullshit. Like, I mean, jobs are jobs.
You only get jobs because you want money. I haven't really been that bored in lockdown. Obviously, I've worked the last two lockdowns. I mean, Monday to Friday job. But in the first one, I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I found it really busy. So, I mean, I put something on social media this, like today to say, I'm a bit like a lot of people are saying, oh, lockdown, get the kids back to school, etc., etc. And I get it. Like, it's been hard.
Yeah.
It's been really hard. Like, we're not teachers. If we wanted to be teachers, we'd go and train to be teachers. But I'm going to miss it. Like, as hard as it's been for this last year, I'm really going to miss just having the kids all day. As much as in the moment, I want to like murder them more often than not. But you know, it's gonna be weird.
Don't worry, Dan, we're locked down again soon. Don't worry.
Well, I'm sure. Oh, I'm absolutely sure. They've got this right, the map, was it the roadmap to recovery?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell,
they've got a cover. We're all getting really excited about that because nothing they've said previously this year has been a load of fucking lies.
Yeah.
And they've got such a good track record, it's all gonna definitely work.
Yeah, just like Christmas.
Yeah. But we've given up, and that's it.
So have you never done any sexy time at work?
Never, Dan. Never done the sex at work.
Never done the sex at work?
No. I'd wank at work.
What? At people's houses on the job?
No, not this job. Old job.
As a comedian?
Yeah. Just on stage of fucking about jokes. I know. I'll get the old fella out.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your dad doing here? I don't know. Yeah, no, I never done anything like that.
No,
nah, I'm just well into the job, and I.
So you're just you cause mayhem, and I just
shag
cause teen pregnancies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it when I found out 7. I was like, what?
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah, but and I don't think any of them were with.
Did you do it on work time?
Yeah.
That. Makes you a prostitute.
Does it?
Which is quite horny, isn't it?
That's cool, isn't it? Yeah.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Sometimes I like to do that if I come home from work early.
Mm.
Like, I finish work at 4:00, so if I like get home at 3 and we have a shag, me and the wife, I'm like, ah, I'm fucking getting paid to have sex. Look at me. On this TV.
And then you're so knackered, that's why you're ringing in sick there. So go, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah. What happened? Did I let you go home? Why are you so tired? I let you go home. Just add the shag. Add the shag, mate. That's job done. I think we've done jobs. Do you know anything you want to add for jobs?
I don't think there is. I think that is... I mean, what do you... If I had to say to you then, because we like to try and, you know, round these episodes off, what do you think the best job in the world is? What do you think it would be?
Man who tests beds. A bed tester. Or soundproof man.
Sounds like a really shit superhero.
Soundproof man. Don't just call me. Fucking don't know.
Don't call him for help.
What'd be good? Like, what's the worst job? Like, worst job's got to be like sifting through people's shit, hasn't it? Like unclogging big industrial shit drains of other people's poo.
Yeah, that's probably not the nicest.
But there's never an episode of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where they're covering shit. Is there?
No, that's true.
Donatello gets out and he's got a sandwich he's now stuck to his head. Never happened.
No.
Do you mean good, like, as in something every day you go, just glad I did that for the world? Or do you mean a lot of money?
I don't know. There's a lot of jobs out there that you could do that add so much value to the world. And there's lots of jobs out there you could do that you could just earn a fucking truckload of money.
Yeah.
I think, like, surely being like an astronaut's got to be pretty good because basically you sit at home.
I'd be scared.
I'd shit myself. Like, is there any way we can go up a little bit slower?
Yeah. No, can I just go in the lift?
I don't like taking off in an aeroplane.
I'm wearing the suit, really.
But you know, you sit around. So you think about that. So let's say you've trained to be an astronaut, right? And you're 18, I don't know. And you're now 36, John.
Yeah.
How many astronauts have been in space in those 18 years?
Oh, 100.
Probably not even that many.
Isn't it?
Well, not British. Oh, probably none that. British. But you know what I mean? So you'd qualify, you get paid a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
You just stay at home.
I could do that.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not adding any value to the world, but...
I think an astronaut or furlough.
That's just...
I mean, I expect you could still go, couldn't you? To be honest, who are you with? No one.
Yeah.
Lister, well, cat, Red Dwarf fan.
Yeah, you don't want to take the strain. You know, come back with the Mars strain.
No, I think what I could do now. What if I could retrain, right, and look at myself. I'd like to have been a deep sea fisherman.
Yeah,
I know it's a. I'll tell you for why. That is the exact plan I've just come up with in my head. I'd move somewhere lovely, like Staves, and I'd move to Staves, knowing that Emma, my wife, grew up there. Right, so I'd move there, fall in love with her, start a family up there, have her granddad's house when he passes away. I'll make it into a lovely little cottage. Right, we'd have villas and holiday lets. We'd get married. I'd go out fishing on the boat every day, come home at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, look after the kids. She'd be making jam or something and hanging washing in the garden. Sounds like a beautiful life. Then I'd get really good at singing, right? Make a fortune doing sea shanties, which means I didn't have to go to sea anymore because that's too dangerous and she was too worried about me doing it. So I'd become a sea shanty singing man. Then I'd get really famous from doing that. Then I'd go on Strictly Come Dancing. Then I win that. Then I'm done. That's my dream job.
You've
it might be too late, all right? That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I went fishing earlier down the fucking river and caught fuck all. I'm not very good at fishing.
You might have missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, no, literally missed the boat. Let me just fucking stood there like that. Oh, where the wellerman come to bring him tea and rum?
Have you just been watching TikTok?
Yeah. No, I've seen on Summit. He's released that song, hasn't he?
I don't even know who it was. Like, oh, I saw the viral vids going around of it, and it was like those four chavvy lads from Birmingham or something.
Oh, just... yeah. There's loads of fucking stuff about it now.
I don't know who it was.
That'd be my thing. That'd be it.
Fair enough. There you go. So that's it. So there you go, guys. That is jobs we have hacked away at. Shit we've done. If you've got any questions from this episode, if you want to know other shit John's done to get sacked, drop us a DM.
Or if you haven't had that job.
You want to know other places.
If you need me to ring up anyone for you and don't do a voice, I'll do it.
John, that's how we can make some extra cash in lockdown.
Yeah, I'll do it. Anything you like.
You know those adverts where you could like get people to like, what was that shit?
Oh, do your birthday messages if you want.
Yeah, exactly. There's a website where you can register, like the West Country Waffle doing like prank phone calls for you.
Yeah.
John's Uncle Clive will ring up and order you a pizza.
Yeah, from anywhere. From somewhere that don't even do pizza.
Yeah, it'll do it. maybe that's a thing. But yeah, so that's jobs. Jobs we've done, jobs we've hated, jobs we've loved, jobs we've slept with people at.
With people then, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So we're almost at 1,500 episodes, listens as well, which means I can't get my sentence out today.
You're trying to think of them seven people. So you're like,
Did I do it even twice? No. Almost at 1,500 plays. At 1,500 plays, if you've been listening, you'll know that means somebody's going to win a mug. Somebody's going to win an exclusive
mug. What?
Lemugay. Now, if you haven't entered, what you need to do is this. Stop what you're doing right now, unless it's shagging the wife or husband.
Yeah, although or applying for a job.
Shouldn't be listening to us when you're doing that. Go on to Facebook, West Country Waffle. Find anything on there. Just post on
that. I wonder what I'm doing now.
Wonder what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
What, when you're listening back to this?
Yeah. John. John, you look great today. Enjoy yourself. Carry on.
Oh, fucking hell. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to keep my training.
Dan, do yourself a little message. Treat yourself, go on.
Dan, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the editing you're going to have to do because John just...
Okay, this bit in, though.
You're doing well, mate. You're doing well. You're looking good.
It was worth it. This episode was worth it. Why not that?
You've got a mullet. It's fine. Don't worry about your shitty mullet. Cut it off. Anyway, back to reality. 1,500 plays. Someone can win a mug. Go onto Facebook. Put a comment out there. Just put, I want to win a mug or something along those lines.
Anything.
Get on TikTok. Get on Twitter. Get on Instagram, which obviously I didn't post any clips last week because
we didn't have an episode. But when will we be saying the winner, Dan? When will we be doing the draw?
When we get to 1,500, which is probably going to be next week. So I would say, what are we today? Why don't we do this? Here's a good idea. My birthday is on the 21st of March. So if you want to buy us a coffee on buymeacoffee.com, you can.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say no. That's also a Sunday, and our episodes go live on Sunday. So why not announce it at the beginning of whatever episode is going to be released on that Sunday, which means it would be the Tuesday-ish that we record.
The next episode, that's going to be?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, two episodes time.
Yeah. But what's
about? I don't know.
Oh, it could, it's my. Hang on, if it's my birthday episode and it gets released on my birthday, surely I get to choose the content.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Don't ask me now. I'm thought. Okay. But yeah.
It's just about Dan.
the Dan episode. Oh my god! It should just be an episode, John, where we invite
mum and dad on. We're gonna get.
Yeah, that'd
be seven people from different jobs.
That'd be a really short episode. Yeah. But no, you should do that. Yeah, maybe get some of the boys on and just chat shit stories.
Okay, Uncle Clive on. Right.
Get Uncle Clive. Right.
Let's get a mug. You can have it.
Somebody's going to have it. But anyway, that's us signing off. It's another episode of the West Country Waffle Nailed. Murdered.
Murdered. I got caught. Fucking hell, I've been keeping that in.
Bloody hell. Right, let's go. Let's rock and roll. Right. Guys, thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
See you next week.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Won't seem to let me in.